This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea fired at least 23 missiles into the sea Wednesday, including one that landed less than 60 kilometers or 40 miles off South Korea's coast, which the South's President Yoon Suk-yeol described as, quote, territorial encroachment, end quote. It was the first time a ballistic missile had landed near the South's waters since the peninsula was divided in 1945, and the most missiles fired by the North in a single day. South Korea issued rare air raid warnings and launched its own missiles in response. The North Korean missile launches came as Pyongyang threatens to retaliate against ongoing South Korea-U.S. military drills that it views as an invasion rehearsal. Saudi Arabia has told the United States that Iran is prepping for an attack on the kingdom. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
U.S. officials have confirmed that Saudi Arabia has shared intelligence with American officials that suggest Iran could be preparing for an imminent attack on the kingdom. The concern comes as the Biden administration is criticizing Tehran for its crackdown on widespread protests and condemning it for sending hundreds of drones to Russia for use in its war in Ukraine. Meanwhile, U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia have soured after the Saudis and other OPEC Plus nations announced in October that it would cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day. The administration says it is reviewing U.S. relations with the Saudis. I'm Norman Hall.
More than 400 people died in October in a series of crowd-related disasters in Asia. A bridge packed with revelers collapsed in India. Halloween partiers were crushed in South Korea's capital. And spectators fled a stadium in Indonesia after police fired tear gas. The dynamics in the three situations were distinct. Experts say poor planning and crowd management contributed to the disasters in Indonesia and South Korea. This is VOA News. Just how high will Federal Reserve raise interest rates as it wraps up its meetings today? AP correspondent Donna Warder has that answer.
The Fed is expected to announce a hefty 0.75 point hike in its key short-term rate. That would be its fourth straight increase. But what many Fed watchers are hoping is that Chair Jerome Powell will hint that the central bank may ease the pace of its hikes. Fed officials have stressed that they need to sharply raise rates to tame inflation, which reached 8.2% in September. So far this year, the Fed has raised its key rate five times in an aggressive pace that has sent borrowing rates surging and has heightened the risk of a recession. Donna Warder, Washington.
And the sterling edged up against the dollar Wednesday as markets braced for policy decisions from the U.S. Federal Reserve and Bank of England on benchmark interest rates aimed at curbing soaring inflation. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's administration signaled a willingness to hand over power 2 days after a nail-biting election loss to leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and amid speculation the far-right incumbent might fight the result. Bolsonaro reportedly told members of Brazil's Supreme Court Tuesday that his election battle against da Silva has come to an end. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears to be heading toward victory in national elections, with 80% of the ballots counted and showing that voters gave him and his far-right allies what looks like a stable majority in the country's parliament. Votes were still being counted Wednesday morning, and the results were not final. The initial results pointed to a continued rightward shift in the Israeli electorate, further dimming hopes for peace with the Palestinians. On the day before Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz is sentenced, families unleashed grief and anger. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
17 people were killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. 17 others were injured.
You don't know me, but you tried to kill me.
Teacher Stacy LaPelle was injured that day.
I will have a scar on my arm in the memory of you pointing your gun at me, ingrained in my brain forever.
The jury could not agree on the death penalty for Cruz, so his sentence will be life in prison. Teresa Rabinowitz's granddaughter was killed. She hopes Cruz's every remaining moment on earth is miserable.
And you repent for your sins, Nicholas, and burn in hell.
Wearing a coronavirus mask, Cruz stared back at them, dressed in a bright red jail jumpsuit, showing no emotion. Max Schatker spoke on his birthday. His son was killed. He told Cruz his birthday wish.
That you suffer a painful, painful, violent death.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And recapping our top story, North Korea fired at least 23 missiles into the sea Wednesday. By